Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. I tell you what, it is a prelude to spring before we drop back into winter, and then no telling what's going to happen after that.
Right.
But I tell you what, we got a neat guest. Newest team member for Team Texas Outdoors Journal, Team TOJ, and that is Shane John. Neat guy. Met a couple of years ago at a show. And I did some contributing articles, scattered articles, and is now a full-time contributor. We're going to be visiting with him. He just got back from Las Vegas and SHOT Show. He is a pistol hunting phenom.
There you go.
I mean, just absolutely phenomenal. And his background is such, he spent 22 years and recently retired as a supervisor border patrol agent.
Oh,
yeah. Neat guy. And he lives out in Alpine with his family. So we're going to learn more about this guy and what caught his eye. Plus, we've got news, weather updates, and a whole bunch more. So y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife. And the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And, okay, right now, Harold, I guess we're in the prelude to spring or early summer with the weather before we go back into a chill down.
Right. How much, though, is the question?
Yeah, you know, and I've mentioned this on the show before, we've got a variety of forecast services that we subscribe to, but one of my most favorites on YouTube, and it's Roy Ponders. It's P-O-W, or Ponder on Weather. And what I like about him is he uses the European and American models and looks at it, and then he kind of gives his assessment of what may happen. Mm-hmm. It's that variable, you know, the unknown,
right,
unpredictability of weather.
Yeah.
And he does a really good job. Great, great maps. But Ponder on Weather, if you are a weather fan like I am.
I know you are. So what has he said about our upcoming weather?
That we've got storms coming in, winter storms and moisture coming in off the West Coast that will collide with the next Arctic blast, and that's going to create some real problems. And if you drew a line, about where the Panhandle meets the Red River, or the Canadian River,
right?
Okay, that line north, they're looking at some ice, serious ice,
all right,
as well as snow. For the southern part, his forecast says this is what we think's going to happen, but if it continues to drop further south, you know, we could have a real mess. And he didn't define mess, but it could be something more like what we had just 10 days, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, but sooner or later it will warm up for real. But until then, prepare. And it is February.
Yep.
And there's two. Let's see. We both look at. You know, there's going to be bad weather during the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Always
on the trail rides.
Yeah.
And then there was something else about when the mesquite, is it mesquite bloom?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you're still going to have cold weather unless you see the mesquite bloom. So here in the Lone Star State, we do have some news. And, boy, I hate to hear this, but there are bad people in all, you know, all facets of life and business endeavors. But the Texas Game Wardens arrested a local hunting outfitter and two others for illegally guiding nail guy hunts on private property. This has a dateline of Port Mansfield. The suspect used airboats and thermal optics to take clients on hunts for exotic animals, operating a sophisticated scheme and profiting from illegal activity. The individuals have been charged with hunting exotic animals without landowner consent, theft of exotic livestock, and engaged in organized criminal activity. The results were a result of nearly a year-long investigation by the Texas Game Wardens in the Rio Grande Valley. Warrants were served on multiple properties simultaneously and executed with the support of Game Wardens, including the Texas Game Warden Rural Operations Group, as well as Homeland Security Investigation, due to the organized criminal activity aspect of the case. They bought the whole, you know, bunch. And what's really sad is that someone would offer that, and then there's people that call themselves hunters.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, the hunters on this situation, too, what they knew, what they thought, were they involved, did they know?
You know they knew.
They were poaching? Well.
You knew they know.
Well, you can't cure stupid.
I mean, that's assuming. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they knew. No names released, obviously. We'll see, and we'll continue to cover that. What do you got in the way of national news?
Well, I find encouraging. Not that we're going to talk politics. Anyway, but Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth confirmed this week that the preliminary recruitment figures for the military show how interest in serving is quickly rising under President Donald Trump.
Yeah?
Yeah, he revealed the Army had its best recruitment totals in 12 years.
Oh, wow.
In December, the first full month after Trump was reelected. That was followed by the best recruiting numbers in 15 years as of January. The conclusion Hegseth drew is that America's youth want to serve under the bold and strong America First leadership offered by Trump. But I also find this now, because of the training, we'll have a lot of new shooters and a lot of new hunters.
Yeah.
By virtue of this.
Absolutely. That's awesome. And just goes to show you what transparency, honesty, you know, and a return to common sense will do for you.
What a concept. Really. What a concept.
Back in the Lone Star State, the annual abandoned crab trap date set for 2025. And that's going to be February 21 to March 2nd. The Texas coastals will be closed to crabbing with wire mesh crab traps for 10 days to facilitate the annual volunteer cleanup of these traps. And to date, volunteers and Texas Parks and Wildlife staff have hauled off nearly 44,000 of these derelict traps and saved an estimated 720,000 blue crabs. And I know you're asking, So how long have we been doing this? 23 years.
Mm-hmm.
But that's still a fair number.
I bet the total is amazing. Anyway, Parks and Wildlife Commission, they awarded over $30 million to cities and towns across the state to build and enhance 50 community parks. The grants are provided on a 50-50 reimbursement match basis. Also, the South Rim Trail at Big Bend National Park has been named one of the best year-round hikes in the country, according to thetravel.com. The challenging 12.2-mile loop has an elevation gain of over 2,400 feet, offers fantastic views of the Chisos Mountains and the Chihuahuan Desert, or Chihuahuan Desert.
Well,
oh, more?
Yes, more.
Well, okay.
You're on a roll.
Let me turn the page. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation has signed an official partnership with Plus One, a community-driven mentorship initiative led by the National Shooting Sports Foundation. Aims to enhance access and opportunities for personal development through outdoor activities, including but not limited to hunting and shooting sports in the U.S. One partner, Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, developed in response to studies showing millions of people want to know about hunting and target shooting by encouraging mentorship and outreach through boots-on-the-ground efforts and impactful community storytelling. The initiative helps communities across the country engage with firearm safety, basics, many enjoyable opportunities available in shooting sports and hunting. These activities also provide partnerships and participants with important life skills such as confidence, critical thinking, cooperation, helping people grow both personally and socially. The Outdoor Tomorrow Foundation is a nonprofit dedicated to promoting conservation and outdoor education. Its signature Outdoor Adventures program, offered in schools across the nation, provides students with hands-on learning about fishing, archery, shooting sports, camping, and wildlife conservation. Through their efforts, it's introduced more than 150,000 students to the outdoors in 24, with programs currently offered in more than 1,500 schools.
Wow, what a report.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. Outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off-road right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 48 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 48 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 48 years, Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
The best darn gun shop in the world is Collectors Firearms in Houston. They have been serving the needs of shooters, hunters, and collectors since 1975. They offer every kind of new and used modern and antique gun imaginable. Under one roof, they showcase over 1 acre of firearms, ammunition, and accessories. They stock over 15,000 guns, plus edged weapons and collectibles. Also, you can shop their vast website at collectorsfirearms.com. It's like visiting the best gun show ever without the crowd and all the walking. Got something to sell? Whether it's Grandpa's old shotgun that's been in the closet for 50 years or an entire collection, Collectors Firearms is ready to make you an offer. Check out the website at collectorsfirearms.com. Visit the amazing store in Houston at 7626 West Timer at Voss. They're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. The best darn gun shop in the world is Collectors Firearms. And tell them you heard about them on Texas Outdoor News. Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind. And that is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field, while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. And just as his name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline. Rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie downs, accessories, and their new cottonseed feeder at blind.com. That is BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind, and dealer inquiries are welcome.
And you can see the entire blind lineup at Ebar Feeds, two locations, the one in Gonzales as well as Hallettsville. Moore's Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady, Moore's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, and Wilford Enterprises, two locations, one in Koontz and the other in Buna.
Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend and on Monday, a trio of best days. Tuesday through next Saturday, a string of good days. Next Sunday slips to fair. This weekend and on Monday, this major feeding period of the day occurs from early morning until early afternoon. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this most active period occurs from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game being most active from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. Next Saturday and Sunday, this most active period occurs from early afternoon until either side of sunset into early evening. On Wednesday, February the 12th, we will have a full moon. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, we'll have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Monday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Tuesday through Friday, a quartet of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low. Next Saturday, another three tide day, but this one has two high tides, just one low. Next Sunday, a double tide schedule.
All right, this portion of the program is brought to you by the 50th Annual Houston Fishing Show. Going fishing? Don't.
What?
Not until you've been to the 50th Annual Houston Fishing Show, February 12th through 16th. Hundreds of booths filled with rods, reels, the newest lures, electronics, and fishing accessories. Manufacturers from all over the world with factory reps there to answer your questions. Fishing guides from Alaska to South America on hand to assist you in planning your next trip. Hundreds of booths filled with tackle items and other products never before seen. Blue water cruisers, skinny water bay boats, kayaks, and high performance bass boats, fully rigged and ready to fish, marked down for the show. Hundreds of fishing pros to answer all your questions. Continuous clinics by fishing experts. Special kids clinics sponsored by Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Pure Fishing, and Texas Coastal Brigade on Saturday and Sunday with fishing tackle for each youngster. Don't miss the 50th Annual Houston Fishing Show, Wednesday, February 12th through Sunday, February 16th at the George R. Brown Convention Center, Hall A, that's nearest Minute Maid Park in downtown Houston. For more information, visit HoustonFishingShow.com. We talk about the yo-yo weather patterns, and when it got cold, fish dropped off into deeper channels, deeper holes, and now it's warmed up, and usually those holes are near adjacent shallow water flats. It's warmed up. I saw one report from the upper coast where it said the water temperature had dropped to 39.
Ooh.
And then had rebounded to almost 60. I mean, this
is
that's a big swing.
Yeah.
That's a really big swing. But with the warm up, and again, we tell you don't get out there early. Don't have to be there at the break of dawn. Get out there around 10 o'clock and then hang around to, say, 2:30, 3 o'clock in that range. Water will have warmed, fish will be more active, and they will be on the feed. That's true from Lake Calcasieu in southwest Louisiana, Sabine Lake, the Galveston Bay Complex, all the way down through the Mid-Coast and the lower Laguna Madre area. Keep your retrieve slow. You may want to play with your bait size. With most of the bait, and there not really haven't been a bait hatch, but with most of the bait still being large, go with a larger topwater and a topwater and just slow walk it. And if it gets hit and they don't hang up, you might wait just a second and then twitch it and then try again. I've been successful doing that several times while fishing, you know, this time of year. Also, using a soft plastic, you don't need to really work it and really jig it hard. I mean, again, slow presentation. Or you can just go get you some live shrimp. You can find it, or, you know, mud minnows, something like that, under a popping cork, and just sit and wait.
don't need to churn that water to a froth.
That's right.
Just
that's
take
right.
It easy.
Absolutely. With the cool down that we've talked about for next week, look for fish to slip back to deeper water. So it's going to be moving from, you know, from shallow to deep, now back to shallow, now back to deep, and eventually they're going to go shallow, and it'll be great.
Right.
All right. One neat thing. In the Gulf of America.
Yes.
Out 9 nautical miles.
Right.
Water temperature doesn't really vacillate like it does in the bays. So if you're looking for something the weather allows, go offshore and catch you some red snapper.
There you go.
That season's open.
All right.
What's going on in our lakes?
Well, let us head to East Texas. Conroe, bass are good, feeding on shad schools early in the morning, then moving offshore as the day progresses. Swim baits, chatterbaits, rattle traps, Texas rigs are best. Catfish are great on baited holes with liver, catfish, bubblegum, and punch bait. Fork, rising water and warm sunny days will kick off the pre-spawn bite for larger male bass in 5 to 8 feet of water. Focus on creek bends and drop-offs with flooded trees. Slow retrieved fish patterns on rocky banks on sunny days might be a good plan. Lake of the Pines. Water clarity, 1 to 2 feet. Wind-blown coves and bass, they've been biting on small profile flat-sided square bills and craw colors, dark-colored jigs, dark-colored finesse worms on a shaky head. Using slow and small movements have worked the best. Natchitoches, bass are mostly hovering just off the bottom, so a drop shot has been working pretty well. They've also boated some large numbers and sizes with a deep-diving crankbait and an Alabama rig. As always, natural shad imitations are best. Sam Rayburn, conditions on the lake are improving as the grass slowly makes a comeback and lily pads begin to bloom. Bass fishing has improved in the creeks as fish transition to spawning areas. Timber areas will be warmer, so flick crankbaits and jigs into the timber. Target points with Carolina rigs. Toledo Bend, the main lake, is stained, but it's a good color for fishing, and the bite improves daily. Bass are good on spinnerbaits and chatterbaits from 2 to 4 feet around flooded bushes. Lipless baits are good over the top of grass or hay grass in 4 to 7 feet. Texas and Carolina rig lizards are good on main lake points from 12 to 18 feet. Fayette, largemouth bass are good, with some big fish being caught in shallow water with shaky heads, Carolina rigs, chatterbaits, and rattle traps. Bass are not bunching up in the deep water. Limestone, water clarity, clear on the main lake. Slight stain in the creeks from the big rain they had this week. Catfish, crappie, largemouth bass are suspended. Catfish are on the main lake points in 5 to 20 feet of water with cut bait and fresh shad. Crappie are in 10 to 18 feet on brush, standing timber, and power line columns with minnows. A lot of crappie are roaming the creek channels, getting ready to push to the creeks for the spawn. Largemouth bass are in 8 feet of water on docks, rocks, bulkheads with Texas rigs and chatterbaits. Texoma. Striper fishing has slowed down with the water levels dropping and the extreme change in weather, so look at humps, ledges, structure in 15 to 30 feet of water, as well as deep water on ledges and river channels in 55 to 65 feet of water, using flukes while drifting to cover water. Look for bigger fish to move up into the coves and shallow water, chasing big gizzard shad throughout the day. Crappie are on brush and structures in 18 to 25 feet of water, but target shallower water on warmer days as fish start to move toward creeks and coves on the lake. To target bass, focus on rocks and structures that hold bait fish in warmer weather. Use a slow presentation covering different depths off the drop-offs and ledges in 8 to 15 feet of water.
All right, our first stop in South Texas is Big Friendly, Amistad Reservoir, where warmer weather is improving. The bite and fish are starting to move. Black bass are in 20 feet of water and good on soft plastics. Catfish are good in 4 to 6 feet of water on worms and punch bait. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Down Zapata Way, Falcon Reservoir, catfish are good in 3 to 25 feet with fresh cut bait at the mouth of Pierce Cove and Marker 7. And the mouth of Arroyo Veleno, keeper catfish are good in 3 to 15 feet of water along structure and the edges of timber with fresh cut bait and stink bait. Brownwood, bass to 5 pounds are just okay with jigs around bait balls in open water and square-billed crankbaits in 2 to 4 feet of water. Allen Henry, crappie bite, good in 14 to 30 feet of water on jigs and minnows. Meredith, white bass are good with silver and blue, Rapalas and minnows. Walleye, I cannot wait for the spring to get here and go do some walleye fishing up there because those fish that were stocked, I think, now 5 years ago should be of really good size. They should be in the lower 20s plus.
Okay.
All right, what's going on in Central Texas, our hill country?
Well, let us take a trip to Lake Austin. Large groups of bass are in 8 to 12 feet of water on grass. The bite is good on Texas rigs, wacky rigs, jerk baits, and Alabama rigs. Some fish up shallow in the creeks as well. Backs of creeks are nearing 60 degrees. Buchanan, this time of the year, the fishing pattern is consistent until spring wet weather arrives. Striper limits and limits of magnum-sized white bass are possible. Water depths are keying on 32 to 47 feet, vertically jigging 3/8 to 2-ounce white and chartreuse spoons. Bass are shallow anywhere near balls of bait. Target rock piles with crankbaits, shaky heads, flukes, and creature baits. Crappie are good in 10 to 15 feet of water over brush and trees. Canyon, largemouth bass are good, dragging along the grass or near hydrilla in 14 to 20 feet of water with an Alabama rig or underspin with your favorite plastics. LBJ, crappie are good, 25 to 30 feet of water on brush and boulders with minnows. Bass are good near laydowns and brush piles with jigs and Texas rig soft plastics, lipless crankbaits, and square, some days a spinnerbait. Big fish, 14 to 20 feet of water and as shallow as 5. Travis, good numbers of bass in 5 to 15 feet and 30 to 40 feet of water on ledges with brush hogs, medium to large creature baits, medium to deep crank baits, square bill crank baits, and jerk baits. You want to run the edges of rocky shores. The rockier, the better.
All right, on the hunting scene, need to remember one date for the close of several fall hunting seasons. February 23rd is the date. Rio Grande turkey season in Brooks, Kennedy, Cleburne, and Woolsey County closes, as does the statewide quail season. Chocolaca season in Cameron, Hidalgo, Starr, and Woolsey counties. And the spring fall season in 51 East Texas counties, as well as the North Zone javelina season. Of course, there's still a lot of hunting in Texas.
Always.
You know. What's going on the road?
Neat vehicle. It's big. It's bad. It's cool. It's new. 2024 Lexus GX 550 Overtrail. Four-wheel drive. Three rows. It's a whopper.
You're still... I'm sorry for interrupting, but you said 2024.
Uh-huh.
You're still getting...
Yes.
2024 models.
Yes.
Okay. We'll talk more about that in future shows.
Yeah. That's what they... they bring it. I try it.
I understand.
When they're going to change it, it's up to them. Anyway... whopper, 3.4-liter V6, 349 horsepower, 749 pound-feet of torque, 8,000-pound towing capacity, 10-speed direct-shift automatic transmission with electronic kinetic dynamic suspension, adaptive variable suspension, drive mode select, eco, comfort, normal, sport, sport S, custom modes, crawl control when you're going to get off-road, yes, skid plates. Downhill assist control. I mean, this thing is loaded up, man. Beautiful Nulux trimmed seats. Heated leather steering wheel. Heated ventilated seats. I love that. 12.3.
I never knew that.
Huh?
You've never said that.
I love it. I say it every time. Quiet. 12.3 multi-information display. All the safety stuff you would want, certainly. But interesting little things like headlamp washers, running boards, which I really like. Tow hitch receiver. Cool box. So the console is a refrigerator. It's kind of nice. All the safety features you could think of. The only thing that disappointed me, and I know you just got one, and that's a little pad you put your phone on. It charges your phone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this thing's got so much electronics. I'm going like, what? You know, you got the usual plug-in thing, but I'm getting spoiled by that that little holder that charges your phone.
Yeah, I'm not used to it yet.
Yeah, I know. You forgot your phone
the other day.
Forgot
my phone this morning.
Anyway, I mean, this thing's a whopper. It's a gorgeous vehicle, too. I mean, tremendous ride. Very, very solid. Very good performance. Surprising performance. I wish it got better gas mileage. I was averaging 16 in town. Oh, well. I would, you know, I didn't have to make payments on it either.
Okay.
$71,620 plus TTNL. That's Bob money, but gorgeous vehicle. Again, it was still a 24 Lexus GX550 Overtrail.
All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, Texas Outdoors Journal contributing editor Shane John, we're going to talk some pistols and a whole bunch about SHOT Show.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture's in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you, when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde, Texas, and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Wildlife Products still hold to those values today. Spear Ag is a home of bagged cottonseed. They sell in bulk, plus they deliver their feed as well. Spear Ag's also your one source for all ranch, animal, and wildlife supplies, carrying a full line of feed for cattle, horses, sheep, goats, wildlife, and pets. For ranching and agricultural services, visit spearag.com. For more information on Spear Ag's FeederMax lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit feedermaxfeed.com or just give them a call at 830-279-6156. And I can tell you, the new facility is coming along nicely. We should be, they should be in it by March. Our guest today, mentioned at the top of the program, is a new team member to Team TOJ, and that's contributing editor Shane John. Shane, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. Kind of spill the beans on you, a little bit of your background earlier in the program, and you have just gotten back from SHOT Show, being a excellent pistol shot. This guy has. His story in January, he knocks down a black buck with a 7 Remington mag in a Thompson Encore at 112 yards.
I like it.
And then, you know, when we shoot pistols, want a longer barrel as opposed to a short one. I understand he just put down a whitetail doe for meat for the freezer with a little snub nose.
Oh,
at 40 yards. At 40 yards.
All it takes is practice.
You weren't supposed to tell anybody that one, Bill.
Hey, welcome to the show. How you doing, buddy?
Great. Great to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. You went to Vegas, and I know you were paying attention to things, all things pistols, ammunition, etc. What was the first thing that caught your eye, or what was number one on your hit list?
I think number one was the Smith & Wesson Lipsy's exclusive. They came out with their mountain guns in 44 and 357 with the tapered barrel.
Right.
And they took the safety off, the side lock internal safeties that had been on those guns for, oh, I guess going on close to 30 years,
well,
25,
yeah,
30
too long.
Years.
This is Harold Shane. I guess they're not worried about any liability. I mean, that was the thing with Smith. That's why they put it on there.
Right, right. So it looks like, you know, they're overcoming that, and then Smith brought out three additional models without the safety on there. So I think that's going to do really well for them.
Well, it should. That mountain gun is fabulous. I've got an older model in 45 Colt.
Yes, sir. Yeah, really nice. Tyler Gunworks did their rendition of the old bear hug style stocks on them with the palm swell, and they fit really nice. They look good, so I think they'll do really well with those guns.
I know one story that you were chasing and expected or were hoping to see, and that was the unveiling of Thompson Center, but they were not there, so that's a story you'll continue to follow and report on sometime in the future. How about ammunition, our friends at Hornaday? Anything new that caught your eye?
Yes, Hornaday, so they have a backcountry defense. So it's a jacketed bullet, but it kind of acts like a hard cast in that it's designed for penetration and driving straight into the animal. And then their little write-up is talking about, you know, with gas, with lead bullets, you get a little bit of lead smoke, and these bullets won't have that. So you get the straight-on penetration with less smoke in the air.
Gotcha. All right. Hey, listen, we're coming up to the mid-show break. Let's take a break early and give us more time on the backside. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal contributing editor Shane John right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Sinequa Martin Green, and when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, our world changed forever. This experience made me so passionate about spreading awareness of treatment options, including clinical trials. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer to get information to those who have been diagnosed with cancer and their loved ones. Clinical trials introduce new hope for patients, providing access to cutting-edge new treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be the best choice for you or a loved one. To learn more, visit standuptocancer.org/clinical-trials today.
We continue our conversation with Shane John, Texas Outdoors Journal contributing editor. Besides pistols, another passion that you have is lever guns, lever rifles. Anything that caught your eye?
Yes, sir. Cimarron, Western buffs will be familiar with the Paul Newman Hombre movie and the 1873 rifle he carries in that movie. And Cimarron came out with a replica of that in their lever action line. And Cimarron's got really good stuff, single actions, shotguns, lever actions. It's really good company, good people, good guns. So that was kind of the eye catcher on the older style lever actions.
Yeah, Shane, it's Harold again. One of my favorite things out there, of course, is Day at the Range. Hopefully you got out there for that.
I did. Did you enjoy the weather?
Oh, no, I didn't make it this year. I unfortunately had a conflict. No, the weather's always iffy out there. Yeah.
Oh, it was. Yeah. It was cold and dust blowing and wind blowing.
Yeah,
but,
it is what it is. Yeah, my worst time was low 20s and the wind was howling. And I go, when can I get on the bus and get out of here? And that's when I do it. I always have a rental car. But did you get your hands on anything at Range Day that you want to tell us about?
Yeah, the Spore revolver, it's a German company, and they're making some really high-end double-action revolvers. And I just happened to stumble across them last year and talked to them for a while. And so I was looking forward to shooting those guns, and they did not disappoint. They're really, really nice, well-built revolvers.
Just to let folks know, an assignment that Shane has is coming up that he's working on, and don't spill the beans here, but this is a comparison of pistols, revolvers, and semi-automatics for hunting applications. And you said that you saw some companies that had some bigger semi-automatic products that you're going to be doing some testing on, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll be getting with those folks and see if we can't get a gun or two to review and then compare it ballistically, you know, with the chronograph and all to different loads with the semi-auto rounds versus what we can get out of a revolver and see how close some of those actually are.
All right, when it comes to hunting, and I know you're a big six-gun fan, a revolver, and like to shoot open sights, did you take your Cape Buffalo with a pistol, wasn't it, open sight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Freedom Arms 454.
We need to have Shane checked out.
There you go.
You have to get close to do that.
That is good. Shane, let me ask you this, too, because there's so much at that show. Did you run across any accessories that hit your hot button?
You know, and it kind of something that's not in my usual things I look at, but there's a company, and I'll think of the name here in a minute, probably when we get off the air, but they're making a magazine. So if you have a striker-fired pistol, you put their magazine in there, and it resets the trigger. So as you can dry fire practice without having to rack the slide, you know, constantly to get that trigger reset. It was a really neat idea, and you know, I thought, you know, that'd be worth telling folks about. So I'm doing a little write up on them, and I'll find that card here in a second. But
well, all three of us are fans of Henry. Anything new? I know they came out with something that has a magazine. It's kind of a different looking. What's the story on that?
Yes, that's a nice. I got to handle that gun. I did not. They had a pretty long line to shoot that, and I kind of lost interest after a while. And I thought, heck, I'll wait for good weather and I'll get one of those to review and shoot it as much as I want versus just run a few rounds. But very, very slick. Handling gun. I have a hammerless lever action. Has a good feel to it. Of course, you know, Henry actions are always really nice and slick. Had nice wood on it, so I think that'll be a neat one for him.
But that's magazine fed, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Magazine fed.
What calibers?
I'm not sure what all. I think
300 blackout.
300 blackout. Yes, sir. That's right.
Yeah. All right. You know, mentioned that you had been in the U.S. Border Patrol and retired as a supervisor. You went to Saul Ross University, way cool university, out there in Alpine, and that's where you live. And in the February issue of Texas Outdoors Journal, Harold, he's doing things still that we are having fading memories of.
What's that?
And that's chasing blue quail. You know, brush busting.
Right.
The shotguns, I know you mentioned TriStar. You're impressed with them. But did you shoot any of your lever shotguns on that hunt?
The latest hunt, no. But prior hunts, yes. I had a TriStar 410, a Rock Island Arsenal, and a Henry 410s, all 410 lever guns. That can spice up some quail hunting, chasing them with those lever-action 410s. You know, they carry well, they handle well. You can shoot them fast, and it just it adds a little sport to it. Not that they're not sporting anyway.
Right.
Anything optic-wise, because I know people go with red dots or, you know, you will put something bigger magnification on bigger calibers. Anything that hits your hot button, new or old?
Didn't see anything really new. I hear of some things coming, and I probably shouldn't name the company yet, but okay. a few of us riders talked to a company about bringing out a good handgun scope, and they were very receptive to it. So I'll as soon as I know something, you know, I'll let you know. We can cover that in TOJ, but I think there could be some good things coming with some additional optics for the handgun hunter.
Nice job, Shane. You already know how to play the game.
Hey.
tease the listeners, tease the audience.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, there's more coming. Anything that when it comes to big game hunting that you're playing with? I know you. Shane is a good sized man, but he's a normal sized man, you know.
Okay.
And he says he doesn't have big hands, and you shoot a 454 Casull that has a lot of buck to that.
Oh boy,
doesn't it?
Yes, sir, it does. And I've got a 500 line ball laying here by me right now that it rears up, but it's probably a little less snappy than the 454, but it's plenty of recoil.
Yeah,
the heavy load.
Yeah, Shane, the most miserable test experience I ever had was with the Ruger Alaskan. And I said, if I'm getting chased by a brown bear, I'm going to throw the gun at him.
But one thing that you mentioned that's true when you get into the bigger calibers is you're not fighting the recoil. You're just letting it go and letting it go ahead and rise and kind of absorb
right.
It that way, right?
Yeah, you kind of have to you have to go with it. You can't fight the recoil on those heavy kicking guns. So you kind of, you know, kind of a firm handshake grip on the grip,
right.
And I shoot kind of a Weaver style push pull, pushing with my gun hand, pulling in with my support hand. Elbows bend a little bit, and just, you know, when you touch it off, you let it ride up. You don't try to fight it, and you just kind of work with it.
Well, something else that's fun about this man and his family, his wife Jill.
Hmm.
She's got a beautiful kudu she took.
Oh, all right.
I'm sorry, Shane. I didn't mean to bring.
There you go.
And his daughters. You know, I mean, the whole family hunts.
Yeah.
And really a lot of information, living in a great part of the Lone Star State, and he travels to hunt as well. A lot of good information headed to Texas Outdoor Journal readers, and certainly we'll be talking to you again here on Texas Outdoor News. Appreciate the update. And you have a safe weekend, okay, Shane? Our guest.
I appreciate it. And real quick, Dry Fire Mag is that magazine for the trigger reset. I was hoping to find that card here before we got off the air. So
good.
Dry Fire Mag, that's worth looking at.
Told you that you fit in with Harold and me. All right, we need to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment, advocating the right to keep and bear arms, advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what do we got?
Okay, February 12 to 16, the 50th annual Houston Fishing Show at the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston. HoustonFishingShow.com for information on that one. February 13, 51st annual Huntsville Chapter Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Huntsville at the Walker County Fairgrounds. Go to ducks.org for info on that. February 15, Texas Hill Country Chapter Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet in Georgetown at the Georgetown Community Center. Go to nwtf.org for info on that. And also February 15, White House Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet held at the Oak Crossing Event Center in White House. Again, good old ducks.org, and go to one of those great events in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. Sometimes they have kits, like with one of each. These things charge with any light source, including the sun. Plus, they hold a charge for 7 years. They can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So, we have a special offer, 20% off any of their products, free, same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and to check out, add the discount code Texas20. Again, 20% off, free, same-day shipping. Texas20 is the code at hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Texas Outdoors Journal contributing editor Shane John. Folks, you are going to love this guy's writing. Excellent. Very knowledgeable. If you're into pistol hunting, he's the guy to be talking to. And we really appreciate him being a guest today on Texas Outdoor News Radio. Coming up next week, we talk about the Houston Fishing Show. Mm-hmm. And we're going to call upon a longtime friend, Captain Tommy Kuntz out of Matagorda, to help us deal with coastal weather changes and challenges.
There you go, and we have them. Do remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations there. And, you know, whether you're in the woods or on the water, stay safe so you can join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.